It was a beautiful thing to celebrate Thanksgiving at Ascension. On both Wednesday and Thursday, I witnessed parishioners and other volunteers spending part of their holiday spending themselves to feed the hungry and the poor, preparing and delivering some 1,400 Thanksgiving dinners. Both John Doles and his wife Joanna, Jean Serge, are here, who are the masters of putting together this entire enterprise. So thank you so much for that. I'm not sure why John is on the side of the sheep and Jean is on the side of the goats, but we'll take care of that later. The goal, of course, in this exercise is meeting a basic human need and a basic act of charity. But in this interaction, something much more happens. One gets a glimpse of Christ in the giver, yes, but more vividly in the receiver. In today's reading from that critical 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, which Pope Francis calls the protocol by which we will be judged, Jesus directly identifies himself with the poor, the immigrant, the marginalized. Jesus tells us that if we're looking for him, that's where he'll be. His identity with the poor and powerless is total. He is indeed an uncommon king, much more the true and good shepherd who smells like his sheep. And so the Christian has a singular way of viewing the poor and those on the margins, seeing them through a uniquely Christian lens. To tolerate the inequities and injustices among refugees and immigrants, the hungry and poor, the displaced, the marginalized, to see them and do nothing is to see Jesus himself and not be moved, is to see the suffering Christ and not care. One preacher says that we who proclaim Matthew 25 must be seared by it. Here at Ascension, we have a unique opportunity to not only proclaim Matthew 25, but to live it. Here we hear Jesus' call to encounter and embrace him embodied in all our brothers and sisters. Here we confront matters that affect immigrants and others who suffer racism and white supremacy, others who are marginalized, uncomfortable though it may be. But as Blessed Oscar Romero says, a church that does not provoke any crisis, preach a gospel that does not unsettle, proclaim a word of God that does not get under anyone's skin, or a word of God that does not touch the real sin of the society in which it is being proclaimed, what kind of gospel is that? In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. That's St. John of the Cross. In the end, we will be judged on whether or not we've met others' basic human needs. we will be judged on love alone.